Okay, everyone, welcome. So even though we advertise we're beginning a new perek, it's a little bit of a bait and switch because we do have a little bit to finish up from the last perek. So you'll indulge us. So we are on Dav Chavav Amud Aleph. Dav Chavav Amud Aleph. We're good? Chavav Amud Aleph, we are in the two dots, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 A lines from the top. So the Mishnah said, "Kama yarchik mehem uminatsoa arba amos." The Mishnah was talking about how far one has to distance themselves from things that have a putrid odor or a are not appropriate in terms of being in proximity to for the purpose of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, "Amar so minatsoa from excrement, one has to be at least 4 amos." So Amar Rava. So Rava says the following: Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu. We did not learn this din Ela LaAchorav, that you can daven within 4 amos, within 4 amos of something of this substance, if it's behind you, Avalifanov. But if it's in front of you, so Marchik Malei Einov. So then you can't just be 4 amos away, but still have it be within your sight line. Something so inappropriate and incompatible with the environment of tefillah, that has to be at least outside your field of vision in order to daven altogether. V'chein l'tefillah, and the Gemara says the same is true, not just for Kriya Shema, but for tefillah as well. So the Gemara says, Inni, is that true? V'amar Rafram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda. Rafram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chizda, Omed Adam Kineged Beis Akise Yumispalel. If a person finds themselves, they have to daven, and they're near a bathroom, a person could be Omed Kineged Beis Akise Yumispalel. Those that remember our old building know that this is very halacha l'maisa. So the whole shul daven toward the Beis Akise. That's a separate problem. But anyway, we built a new building. So Amar Rav Chizda, Omed Adam Kineged Beis Akise Yumispalel. You could stand across from the Beis Akisei and daven. So what are you telling me? It has to be outside my field of vision. So the Gemara says, no. Hacha b'mayas kinan. What are we talking about here? The Beis Akisei she'ein bo tsoa. We're talking about, it's just a bathroom. It's a bathroom, so it's a place that is involved in things that are, you know, not really an appropriate environment for tefillah. You could daven, you know, keneged it, but we're talking about a situation where there isn't actually emitting from the Beis Akisei the presence or the odor of anything that would be inappropriate. And so therefore, that's what he's saying.
There are no walls between it. This is like a...
Correct. You're like, there's a stall. Inni is that so. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. Rav Yosef Bar Chanina says, Beis Akisei She'amru, the Beis Akisei that we're talking about here, Ava Bi She'ein Bo Tsoa, Uberes Amerchatz She'amru, Ava Pi She'ein Bo Adam. So Rabbi Chanina says, in relation to this din, that you can't daven against the Beis Akisei, explicitly he says, even if the Beis Akisei does not have anything inappropriate there substantively, or the Beis Amerchatz, where people bathe themselves, doesn't have any people there that are washing themselves, but just the being in the presence of such a place. So the Gemara says, you can't be near there. So Elohach mayaskinon bichadti. So what's the case where we permit someone to daven in proximity to a Beis Akisei? We're talking about a case where the Beis Akisei, I guess, is new. So v'ha mibayile l'ravina. So, and that's what Ravina asks. Hizminu l'Beis Akisei mahu. When we sort of establish something as a Beis Akisei. Yesh zimun or ein zimun. Does that have any relevance to its identity as a Beis Akisei? Ki bami baile l'ravina l'mekel malaya l'tzluyu gavei. So that sounds like something is a Beis Akisei, as long as it's established as a Beis Akisei, as long as it's established as a bathroom, even if it's not necessarily something that's been used inappropriately, or not inappropriately, but you know, for its purpose. So the Gemara says, no, that's talking about where you're davening mamish within that space, within that area. So if it's new and it's never been used as a Beis Akisei ever, so then about Kenegdo lo, So Amar Rava says, Rava, Hani Beis Kisai, these Beis HaKiseis, the Parsai, of the Parsaim, Abagav, the Ispu Tsoa, Kisisum in Domu. Even though they may have Tsoa there, even though they may have excrement there, it's like it's covered. Rashi says, the Parsai Bechafira Hayu, Upiyam Berachok Minaguma, Ubishipua, Vareimis Gago, Venofel Laguma. It's talking about a little bit of almost indoor plumbing, where what's there is less of an issue. So you think about it, like in our homes, you know, very often you end up davening. You know, we davened at home for a long time, so, you know, bathrooms are within proximity, not within proximity. So obviously if there's a stench, that's a problem. Obviously if there's the presence of something, that's a problem. But, you know, presumably when we talk, when the Gemara is talking about this Pesach Kisei, the Gemara is talking about a place where it's... So latrine, is that what it's called? It's like it's there. With indoor plumbing where the tzoa and everything is taken away, it's there is none of this stuff is in your house. It's all in a sewage system away from your house. So
for the smell sometimes.
So right. So if there's a smell, that's a separate problem. And that is
like
a problem.
Like the back of a flight to Israel.
Like the back of a flight to Israel. Right. Or by the end of the flight, the entire flight to Israel. Right. So the If there's a smell, that's a general problem.
No,
but
I'm saying, David, but yeah. I'm saying this is even making a bracha, or is it like...
Yeah, this is anything, any Dabar Shebekdusha, or any, not even just Dabar Shebekdusha, anything that has like... Correct, and that's why in general, so again, like if you're at a ball game and you're standing outside this, you know, bathroom, and it's like momish, you know, no, the whole world, but in your house, Let's say your living room is within 4 amos of your bathroom. It's not so crazy. Your dining room could be within 4 amos of your bathroom. It's not.
We have an exception of, let's say, when
you make an asher yatzar right out of the bathroom over here. You know what I mean? You're within general range. Could see the door to the bathroom. So the assumption is that this is not. We're not talking about where there's presence there. The shiloh does come up. I had a shiloh when I did the kidney donation. If you have a
bathroom attached to you.
Yes, you have a bathroom attached to you, a catheter, and you're zeichet to be, you know, in the same room. So that, Shiloh, does come up since it's contained. And I think the general assumption is that, and well, it's separate Shiloh when you make Asher Yatzar if you have a catheter, but making brachos in general, the general assumption is you have to cover it. It can't be exposed in order to,
so
in order
to make a bracha.
The bag gets covered. Bags, yeah, the bag gets covered, and obviously you're covered.
But I'm saying covered or out of your eyesight?
Usually you say it should be covered. Even if it's out of your eyesight, it's in the room. Uh-huh. That's the difference. It's in the room. So it's...
So my question is, you said in a bathhouse, but we make an exception for women go to the mikvah. I'm saying, so they make a bracha, and even though it's not in a makom, you know, totally...
Correct, but that is different because, again, we're not dealing with things that are inappropriate in terms of smell, and we do have protocols for what the women are supposed to do in terms of how they make that bracha. Yeah, correct. That's because that has the consideration of being samach l'mitzvah and all of those things.
Same as the bris.
Yeah, the bris also, you cover the baby, yeah. So, now the Mishnah says the following. Zav, all right, so this is the last Mishnah of the third Perek. Zav Shiroa Keri, V'nida Shepolta Shechva Zera, V'amishameshes Shiroa Sanida. So all of these are examples where you have compounded Tumah, right? So we know that a man becomes Tameh. There are a number of different ways that a man can become Tameh. These are all, there are different types of Tumah. So sometimes you can contract Tumah from something that's external from you. Sometimes you contract tumah not because something's you've touched or come into contact with something external to you, but rather you contract tumah because of something that came out of you. So these are all tumos that come, at least primarily, from substances that emit from a person. So a zav, so a keri is obviously someone who had some sort of seminal emission, and a zav is someone who had a series of seminal emissions in a particular configuration, which requires for a male to actually observe Zayin Nekiyim and to then go ahead and go to the mikvah. The Tumah of Zav is only relevant to Kachim and Taros. It's not relevant to Labaila or Laisha. And so therefore, it's not a Tumah that's addressed today because it's not really practical in any way, shape, or form. However, the Tumah of Nida, which is Usr, which is Tumah not only with respect to Kachim and Taros, but also is Metame a woman Labaila, so that does become relevant. Now, the Tumah of general Keri, the Tumah of a general seminal emission, does make a man Tame, not for 7 days, and there is a Takana to a person tries to go to a mikvah, and this is generally not observed anymore. Most people do not go to mikvah after any seminal emission. However, there are certain times of the year where we go ahead and we go to a mikvah to be mitar ourselves. That's mostly from the tumah of tumas keri. So here, the Gemara is talking about a situation where, let's say, you have a zav. So a man had an emission that lasted a particular period of time. So he becomes completely tummy. He needs zayin nikiyim, and then he goes ahead and he has tumas keri above and beyond that. So if he were to go to mikvah, he would be mitar from the keri, but he would not be mitar from the zav, right? Anida shepoletes shichvas zera. So you have a woman who had relations with a man. There was a seminal emission within her. She now carries the shichvas zera. When that shichvas zera is expelled from her body, it makes her tameh as well. We actually learned that from Kabbalah Satorah. The assumption that that only lasts for 3 days. After 3 days, the semen is considered to be decomposed enough that it's not metame her. So for those 3 days, that would make her tame. So let's say that happened, and then she became anida. So she's also anida. So v'hamishameshes sharas anida, or a woman that had relations, and then she became, and so she was metame just based on the man's tuma. And then she became anida. So tzrichin tvilav Rabbi Yehuda poter. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Basically, all of these are situations where an individual going to mikvah will not restore their purity in its totality, will only address one of the tumas. And so the question is, do we sort of bifurcate the different elements of tumah within a person and say it's your obligation to keep yourself as Torah as possible? So even though you're still in the middle of Zayin Nikin for Zav, and you're not going to be Torah from Zav, but you should go to the mikvah so that you can address the Tumah of Keri, so at least that's been addressed. And then when the time comes, you'll go to mikvah for the purpose of the rest of Zav. And the same thing with all these other situations. Or do we say, like Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, Tumah is comprehensive. That's your status. You're either Tomei or you're Tahor. And if going to the mikvah is not going to be mitahir you, so then what's the point of going to a mikvah? You don't go to a mikvah to be mitahir yourself for no purpose. It's not mitahir you. You're still Tomei with regards to everything. There's actually a discussion in the poskim, even with today's Tumas Keri, that some people want to be makbid to go to mikvah, some people go to mikvah in the morning, some people go to mikvah before Shabbos. We're all tamei meis. We're all tamei meis. So is there a reason to care for, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like him, one would assume that even the mikvahs we go to today are not really consequential for men. For women, it is consequential, because the dimension of her tumah that asers her labaila to her husband, so that needs to be contended with in general, independent of general tumah vitara. So the Gemara says, Ibailo, I have a kasha. Baal Keri, if you have a man who emitted this emission, shera'a ziva, and then he saw ziva l'Rabbi Yehuda mahu. So what is the din according to Rabbi Yehuda? So we understand the din according to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim say you go to mikvah no matter what. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, ki pater Rabbi Yehuda hasam, when Rabbi Yehuda said your pater there, bizav shira keri, when the zav, who is already tamei for 7 days, then saw keri, demi kara lav bar tvilahu, because when the keri happened, when the emission happened, he himself is already in a standing state of tuma. He's not roi to go to mikvah yet. So now you've put tumah on top of a tumah that the original tumah, he can't go to mikvah. About Baal Keri, Shirasa Ziva, but in the case of the Baal Keri that saw the Ziva, the Mi'ikara Bar Tevilahu, where he can go to mikvah to deal with that Tumah. It's just that something came and created an additional layer of Tumah. So perhaps there, Mechayev, it would be Mechayev, or Dilma Loshna. Or perhaps it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have compounded Tumas, where the extrication of yourself from one status will not result in dealing with your status overall, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you never go to mikvah. So Tashmas, the Gemara says, we have a proof of Mishameshes V'Ras Anida. If a woman has relations and then she becomes Anida, Tzricha Tvila, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. She requires Tvila, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, she doesn't require Tvila. V'ha Mishameshes V'Ras Anida Kibal Keri She'ra Ziva Damya. So this is actually very similar because the Mishameshes, what happened here? The woman had relations with her husband through the Tumas Keri of those relations. She became Tummy with Tumas Keri for a general seminal emission. She can go to mikveh tomorrow and everything will be fine. But now she becomes a Nida. That's exactly like the case of the man who had Tumas Keri and then became a Zav. Exactly the same case. It's just by the woman. And we have a recorded machlokas tanoim in that case by the woman, where Rabbi Yehuda says, you're potter. So presumably Rabbi Yehuda would say the exact same thing in the case of the man, Shema Mina. Tani Rabbi Chia behedya balkeri shiro aziva. And Rabbi Chia had this in a brisa explicitly, about keri that sees ziva, tzarech tevila of Rabbi Yehuda poter. Requires tevila, and Rabbi Yehuda is Poter, Hadron Allah, Perak Misha Mesa. Okay, beautiful. Now we start the fourth parak. So, we've been learning all about davening, we've been learning about where you could daven, where you can't daven, how you could daven, and now we're going to learn about when you could daven, all the zmanim. So the Mishnah begins. Tfilas HaShachar. So we have Shachris. We daven Shachris every morning, and that Shachris, according to the Tanakhama, can be prayed ad chatzos, until midday. We're going to get into, as we learn these various gemaras, there are different ways of calculating the hours of the day, whether or not you just divide the day into 12 equal parts, whether or not you divide the day into shosmani, we'll get into all of that. But basically, until midday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't daven shachris until chatzos, rather ad dalid shos, until the completion of 4 hours into the day. The Gemara will discuss if ad means including or not including. That'll be next week. But 4 hours into the day. And that's what familiar. When we say Zman Tfila, you have to daven Shachris by Zman Tfila. We're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about making sure we daven Shachris by the conclusion of 4 hours into the day. Okay, what about Mincha? Mincha ad ha'erev. The Tanakhama says you could daven Mincha until nighttime. We'll define what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plag ha'mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you could daven Mincha until what's called partway through the afternoon. The Gemara is going to say there are two different ways to calculate partway through the afternoon. One way to calculate partway through the afternoon is from Mincha Gedola, which is a half hour after Chatzos. The other way to calculate partway through the day is from Mincha Ketan, and we'll get to all of that. Tfilas Ha'erev, what about Ma'ariv? When is Ma'ariv until? So if you remember, we discussed Kriyashma. We discussed when you have to say Kriyashma Shel Arvis, because Kriyashma Shel Arvis as the issue of Bishachpecha, right? But the actual davening of Ma'ariv, Ein La Keva, it has no set time. It could go, Rashi says, Kol Alayla Zvana. All the night is its time. V'shal musafim. When can you daven musaf until? What happens if you have to daven musaf? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, kol hayom, you could daven musaf the entire day, Rabbi Yudomer ad zayin shos, until 7 hours. Okay? So that's the deem. So musaf, obviously, you could daven long after the time for shachris. Shachris, you want to be done by 4 hours into the day. But then, yeah, I could have your Kriyas HaTorah, and you could have your long drasha, and all your Mishabeirachs, and then by the time you get to Musaf, you could be davening Musaf. It is an interesting shiloh, which we will get to, is if you end up davening Musaf at the same time that you are already permitted to daven Mincha, it's not clear which one should then come first, right? So if Musaf ends up too late, then it's already after Mincha Gedola, It's not so clear that you would daven Musaf and then Mincha. Might have to daven Mincha and then Musaf. That's a discussion.
So in Yom Kippur, that could really be an issue.
Yom Kippur, so that's a whole, correct? That's a whole discussion. So Viriminu. So we have a contradiction. What's going on here? You told me I could daven Shachris until Chatzos, until 4 hours into the day. What's going on? We learned Mitzvasa im Hanetzachamo. Kedeshi Yismach Geula Litfila. We have a source that says there's a very big inyan. It's a mitzvah to daven with the sun rising itself, so that we can be mismach geula litfila at that first moment. Mitzvah, Rashi says, shel kriyashma. We daven kriyashma early, so that we could daven at nates. So the Gemara says, v'nimtza mispalo biyom. So the Gemara says, kitanya, when the Brisa said that you should do that, Hahila Vasikin. That's for the people who are Vasikin, says Rashi. Hamakdimin le mitzvos umachzirim lasos dover bismano mitzvoso makdimin le achar neitzachamalis pao. That's for people who want to daven Vasikin right away. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vasikin hayu gormoso im neitzacham. Vekuliyama archatzos vesulo. So that's on the earlier side. So, okay? So there's a mitzvah of Vasikin. And if you can daven at the ideal time, that's Vasikin. If for some reason you can't daven Vasikin, you have either till Chatzos or till Dalet Shos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'kuli amar Chatzos v'sulo, when you're telling me the Chatzos is the absolute cutoff for Shachris, the ha'amar Rav Mari brei de Rav Huna, brei de Rav Yirmiyah barava amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have a statement from Rabbi Yochanan, ta'a v'lo ispalel arvis. Let's say I did not daven Mariv. I forgot. Mispalo b'shachris shtayim. Then I could daven shachris two times. That is called tashlumin. It's called a makeup for missing Mariv. Shachris, let's say I miss shachris. Mispalo b'mincha shtayim. Then I could daven mincha two times. So the Gemara says, kuli yoma matzli b'ozil. So it sounds like you can go ahead and you can daven what is essentially a shachris, a makeup shachris, the whole day. So what's going on? What do you mean? You could shachris is only shayach to these few hours. So the Gemara says, no, ad chatzos yayv leischar tefila bizmana. Until chatzos, or until 4 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you get credit for shachris bizmana, shachris at the proper time. Mikan ve'elech. From that point forward, schar tfila yahivle, you can get the schar of tfila, but schar tfila bizmana lo yahivle. You can't get the schar of tfila bizmana. You can't get the schar of tfila bizmana. Iboilahu, so the Gemara says, well, 1 second. Tov lo ispalul mincha. You didn't tell me what happens if I forget mincha. What's the difference? What's unique about forgetting mincha? Maushi is palal arvis base. Can I daven Mariv twice? Why would you think you can't daven Mariv twice? If you can make a makeup Mariv to Shachris, you can make a makeup Shachris to Mincha. Why can't you make a Mincha to Mariv?
It's a different day.
It's a different day. So the Gemara says, Intim salamar tovelo is palal arvis and palal Shachris shtayim mishud dechad yoma, who maybe because the reason why if I forget Mariv, I could daven Shachris twice is because it's one day. Because as the Torah tells us, day comes after night. But here, tefillah b'makom karban hi. You know, an additional element of tefillah is that they correspond to the various karbanos. And we have a rule with karbanos. Kevan de'abar yomo, batel karbano. If the day ends, right, if you don't bring your tamid shel shachar, the day ends, batel karbano. You can't bring it the next day, it's over. So maybe here too, if you forget mincha to daven Mariv twice, you bombed it. It's over. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Kevan ditzlusa rachmehi kol emas deboi matzli biyazil. Or maybe no. Yes, they correspond to korbanos. But at their heart, our contemporary experience of tefillah is a connection to and an expression of rachamim, of mercy. And therefore, we're not so, as long as it's in proximity to the one before, you can still make it up. So the Gemara says, Toshma, come here, a proof. Damar Avuna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tov lo ispal mincha, mispal arvis beis. An explicit proof. you mess up and you don't daven mincha, you could daven ma'ariv twice. But ein b'zeh mishum, you don't have to worry about avar yomo batel karbonim. You don't have to worry. Meisavei, we ask a question. Mostly yuchal iskon, something that's messed up or bent can't be straightened. V'chesron, something that's missing. Lo yuchal limanos, you can't fill up. Meaning there are certain things in life that are not you can't make them up. If you mess them up, you mess them up. So the Gemara says, "Mosel yuchal liskon zeh shebito kriyishma shel arbis v'kriyishma shel shachris." What are you going to do if you didn't say kriyishma shel arbis or kriyishma shel shachris? There's nothing to do. If you do tshuva, o tefila shel arbis o tefila shel shachris. V'chasen lo yuchal limnos zeh shemnimnu chaver ledvar mitzvah. Someone invited you to do a dvar mitzvah, lo nimnu imayim. You chose not to go. So Amar Rabbi Yisrael, come Rabbi Yochanan, hachum ayeski. So the question is, what do you mean you can't make these things up? Of course you can make these things up. We have the concept of tashlumin. So why are you saying that tefillah is included in this pasuk of if you miss your opportunity, you can never make it up? Sure, you can make it up. So the Gemara says, Hachav ayaskinun, you know when you can't make it up? Shebito b'mezid, where you missed it on purpose. What's called missing it on purpose? So again, you got involved in something and you forgot. Everybody knows forgetting. Oh my gosh, I didn't daven mincha. I totally forgot to daven mincha. You were indoors, you didn't see the sun, you didn't see whatever. Daven mincha, that happens to everybody. That's a mistake that you can make up. But if a person says, you know what, this isn't a priority for me right now. I'm busy. I have to work what I'm working on. It is just not a priority for me. You know it's mincha. You know you're supposed to daven mincha. You know it's time for mincha. Everything's there. But what are you going to do? You just chose not to do it. So for that, tashlumin does not work. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says dekanami. It's explicit in the language. Diktani batel veloktani ta'a. Shmami no. When it says that, when you mess something up, you mess something up. It says batel veloktani ta'a. Rav Salvechik in his Rishimo Samprachos, so he raises an interesting question, and that is. So Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham say you have till Chatzos, to daven Shachris, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says you have until the 4 hours. Okay, so Chacham say you have till Chatzos. So he raises the question, what is the status, this whole concept, that davening Shachris after the Zman, right? Let's say, whatever, you were on a plane, you messed it up. And now you need to daven Shachris, and it's Shalom Bizman, right? Shalom Bizman. So the Rav asks, what is the nature of that shachris now? Of a shachris that's shalo bizmano. Is the nature of that shachris that basically you missed shachris? You missed it. Shachris has to be davened by 10:30. It's not 10:45. You missed shachris. But we have a concept of tashlumin. So we're going to allow you to make up the shachris you missed at 11 o'clock. We're going to let you make up the shachris you missed at 11 o'clock. It's like tashlumin. It's just that instead of doing, usually tashlumins are after the tefillah that's in front of you. If you were making up this shachris at 3 o'clock, your first Shemona Esrei would be mincha, and then it would be shachris. Here, because we haven't arrived at the chiyuv of mincha, it's just a standing Shemona Esrei, but it is essentially a tashlumin. The Rav says that's one possibility. The Rav says the other possibility is, it's not a tashlumin, that there are two elements to shachris. One is the passionate expression of Shachris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other is the time that it's supposed to be anchored in. And when you daven Shachris at 11 o'clock, when Zman Tefillah was at 10:45, what it means is you davened full Shachris. You just don't get credit for doing it on time. So, right, two different conceptual approaches. Is it that you missed it and you're making it up at 11 o'clock, the same way you would make it up at 3 o'clock? Or is it that you're doing it. You're doing the original shachris. You just don't get credit for the time. Says the Rav, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say you were bemazed until 10:45.
Sleeping late, I'm not getting up.
Oh, I'm not getting up. We woke you up. We woke you. We said, get up. It's shachris. Shachris, I'm so tired. Forget it, you were bemazed. And now it's 11 o'clock, and finally the mother gets involved, right? And in 2 seconds, the kid's out of bed, everybody is very ready to go, right? And now the kid's ready to daven shachris. So the shaila is, if the original shachris that you missed is a tashlumin now, Are you allowed to have a tashlumin if you missed it b'mezid? No. You don't get shachris at 11 o'clock. The same way you wouldn't get shachris after mincha at 3 o'clock. But if the nature of it is, no, there's something called davening shachris. You were supposed to do it on time. You didn't do it on time. So now, instead of doing it on time, you're going to do it a little bit late. But it's not tashlumin. You just don't get credit for the being on time. So therefore, you would daven shachris afterwards. Halacha l'maisa, we would daven shachris at 11 o'clock, and we would not necessarily treat it as tashlumin. But it's an interesting, the Rav has other nafkaminas also, if you would include Birchas Kriya Shema in that later shachris, once you're not doing it, l'tashlumin, a whole discussion. Okay. Turn the page. Chav Vav Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Amad Beis. Excellent. Wait, you are on the ball today, baby. Unbelievable. You guys missed the earlier shir.
It falls a lot more like if you're traveling on a plane to Israel, where that 4 hours, 6 hours really gets
correct, crunched. Correct, correct. There's a great website, you know, that calculates your airspeed. You put in your departing time and your arrival time, and it calculates, based on the average airspeed, how many hours into your flight you're going to hit these different zmanim. That's a whole discussion in zmanim in general, when you're flying, if you follow where you are on the plane, or you follow where you're coming from, or you follow where you're going. That's a whole discussion with Tanesim. I think we even discussed that when we learned Tainus. So, yeah, but that does happen. That's a great example of a situation where we could be a little more malamed zchus on people, but it does happen. Yeah. So Tana Rabbanan, says the Rabbanan, Tov below is follow mincha be'erev Shabbos. Here's what happened. I forgot to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. So what would you think? So we have a problem now. Because normally when you forgot to daven mincha, what do? You daven ma'ariv twice. But here you forgot to daven the 19 brachos of Shemona Esrei Mincha. The ma'ariv on Shabbos is only regular Shabbos ma'ariv. So to daven that Shabbos twice, is that really making up for the mincha you lost, right? So the Gemara says, Tov lo ispalo mincha be'erev Shabbos, mispalo be'leil Shabbos shtayim. Yes, you daven on Leil Shabbos twice, because basically what's been lost is a tefillah, and that tefillah, it's not what's been lost is that particular formulation, Shemona Esrei. A tefillah has been lost, and the tefillah that is made up is always made up in the context of whatever tefillah environment you're in. So the Gemara says, Tov lo ispal mincha b'Shabbos. Same thing. You forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos. Ato echad, shimcha echad. The calendar's all over the place. I forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos. Mispalo b'motzei Shabbos, shtayim shochol. So on Motzei Shabbos, even though it's a completely different Shemona Esrei, right? You daven Shabbos of Chol. The Gemara then says, well, hold on. There's something we need to add in that Shemona Esrei. What is it? Avdolah. So the Gemara says, Mavdil Berishona, Ve'eno Mavdil Bishniya. You should be Mavdil in the first one, because the first one is the real Ma'ariv, and not be Mavdil in the second one, because the second one is really Mincha, right? So the Gemara says, V'imhivdil Bishniya. What if you did it differently? What if you were not Mavdil Berishona, and you were Mavdil Bishniya? Below Hivdil Berishona, so shnia osalo, rishona lo osalo. So what happened was, basically, you took that first Shemona Esrei that was supposed to be a Motzei Shabbos Dika Shemona Esrei, and the second one was supposed to be the Mincha Shemona Esrei, and you blew it, because you didn't daven Havdalah. And you put the Havdalah in the second Shemona Esrei. Well, now, you're basically declaring the second Shemona Esrei was the Ma'ariv Dika Shemona Esrei. So now that the second one was the Ma'ariv Dika Shemona Esrei, the first one was nothing. So now you have the great gift of davening a third Shemona Esrei, right? It's like worse than Kiddush Levon, right? It's like, you have Mamish, right? You're not going home for another hour, you know, and a half. So the Gemara says, Lememer, do you mean to say, so now there's a presumption in this. What's the presumption? That omitting Havdalah corrupts your Ma'ariv Shemona Esrei. Oh, Shlomi says it's not the case. Lememer, are you telling me the came into Avdil be Kamaisa commanded Lord Solidami? That since I didn't say Havdalah on the first Shemona Esrei, it's as if I didn't say Shemona Esrei at all. Umadrinan lane, I repeated for a minute while I see a contradiction. Shlomi knows the din. Tov lo yiskir gvurus kisham b'tchiyas amesim. If you get Mashi Baruch Morid Agashem V'she'ela V'birchas Hashanim, if you get B'sein Tal Matul Yivrach and B'birchas Hashanim Machzirin Oso, you have to repeat the Shemone Esrei because you have corrupted the text of Shemone Esrei. But Havdolah B'chonin Adas, which is an insertion, not a redefinition of the text of Shemone Esrei, Havdolah and Chonin Adas Ein Machzirin Oso, we don't send you back. Why? Mipnei Yeah, we have a takana that we say Havdalah in Tefillah. But there are other places to say Havdalah. You could say Havdalah ala kos. So, we don't send you back. So the Gemara says, Kasha, that's an unresolved problem. Okay. There's an interesting discussion in Tosis here already about what happens if you forget, in general, what happens if you forget Yala V'Yavo? So we know the din. Right? If you forget Yalav Yavo in Shachris completely, you repeat the Shemona Esrei. In Mincha, you repeat the Shemona Esrei. In Ma'ariv, it depends if it's a Rosh Chodesh or if it's a Chol HaMoed. But what happens if you don't say Yalav Yavo at Mincha? So imagine it's Rosh Chodesh, right? You didn't say Yalav Yavo at Mincha. You came to Young Israel. We're davening like, davening is synchronized to end Ushmo Echad as Shkia hits, right? And when they announce that we have 1 minute to Ma'ariv, it's like, who messed this up, right? So you dominate the Young Israel, you finish your Shemona Esrei, and that's it. Now Rosh Chodesh is over. So you really owe a Shemona Esrei, because your Mincha was messed up, right? So you really owe a Shemona Esrei. So could you daven Ma'ariv twice now to make up for that original Shemona Esrei? Can you daven Ma'ariv? Now, if it's still Rosh Chodesh, for sure. Because you're going to get two Yalav V'Yavos. But if it's not Rosh Chodesh, so you're not going to get any Yalav V'Yavo. So this is Machlokas Rishonim. Tosis quotes two Deos.
It's the same Shemona Esrei you just said.
It's the same Shemona Esrei you just said, exactly, which was wrong. But now it's right. So according to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, you would not repeat the Shemona Esrei. Because if you can't insert the Yalav V'Yavo, what are you benefiting from here? According to the Rif, you would repeat the Shemona Esrei. And the Hesber that's basically given is, what is the nature of forgetting Yalav V'Yavo? Is Yalav V'Yavo an insertion, like Chonin Adas, right? And so if it's missing, if you can make up the insertion, you make up the insertion, just like you make up Avdala Ala Kos. So if I have a chance to make up the insertion, I'll make up the insertion. But if Yalav V'Yavo is not an insertion, but it recasts the entire Shemona Esrei as a Rosh Chodesh Dika Shemona Esrei. And now your whole Shemona Esrei is different because it has Yalav V'Yavo in it. Right? And so therefore, you didn't just miss out on Yalav V'Yavo. You missed out on the entire Shemona Esrei. It's as if you said nothing. Because you said a Rosh Chodesh Shemona Esrei without Yalav V'Yavo. That's not Shemona Esrei. So if that's the way you look at losing Yalav V'Yavo, it's like Mashi Baruach. It's like B'Sein Talu Matar. So then, when it comes time at Ma'ariv, now we start Ma'ariv, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, it's coming Thursday night. It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So now, you would say an extra Shemona Esrei. You would say an extra Shemona Esrei, even though there was no Yalav V'Yavo, because you didn't just miss Yalav V'Yavo, you missed Mincha. You missed the whole Shemona Esrei. Your whole Shemona Esrei was corrupted by not having Yalav V'Yavo. So therefore, you would say two Ma'arivs in that case. So what's the din? There's a Machlokas Rishonim. And the Rosh basically says, it's a suffix. We don't know the halacha. So the advice is to repeat Shemona Esrei b'toras tfilas nedava, which I'm sure we've encountered in the past, which means you can make a contributory extra Shemona Esrei. You have in mind, you daven for something a little extra, and you say two Shemona Esreis. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that there's a nafkamina. If you're saying it because of tfilas nedava, we do not say tfilas nedavos when? On Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, you can't do extra Shemona Esreis. And so therefore, if Rosh Chodesh, like this week, is Wednesday, and I forget Yalav V'Yavo in Shemona Esrei on Mincha, at Mincha, then I could daven, then misafek, I do my Tfilas Nedava at Ma'ariv on Thursday night, and that's the din, that's the Rosh. But if Rosh Chodesh is Friday, and I forget it at Mincha,
it's Wednesday night, right?
This week it's Wednesday night, Thursday. So I forget it. Mincha on Thursday. Yalla
Biyavu. It's Tuesday night, Wednesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday night, Wednesday. I'm sorry. Right. Okay, right, right. Sorry. I was thinking Wednesday night. Right? So I forget Yalla Biyavu Wednesday afternoon on Rosh Chodesh. So if I forget Yalla Biyavu Wednesday afternoon, so it's a suffix. Did I mess up my Shemona Esrei? Did I just forget Yalla Biyavu? Did I forget Saint Talamatu Libracha? Or did I just omit the Havdalah? So how we resolve it is we tell you on Wednesday night, Daven Ma'ariv twice, because maybe the other one's a Tefillas Nedava. Either you really need it, or you don't really need it, you daven an extra Tefillah. But if Rosh Chodesh is Friday, and then you forgot Yalla V'Yavo in Mincha on Friday, well now, in order to deal with this suffix and make a Tefillas Nedava, you'd have to daven Ma'ariv Friday night twice. You can't daven a Tefillas Nedava on Shabbos, because we don't do Bakoshos on Shabbos. So therefore, you would not be able to double it up. The Mishnah Berurah says, in that scenario, you would just let it go. You missed the Yalla V'Yavo. Hopefully, the side that says that you had Shmona Esrei just without Yalla V'Yavo is right. If not, you got something on the list for your Al-Chetz. So, that's the din. Okay, says the Gemara.
That's only a Tefillin Nedava. But the Tefillah Tashlumin.
If it was a real Tashlumin, correct. Correct, because that's not exactly. Because if you actually omitted Mincha altogether, that's what's ironic. If you omitted Mincha altogether,
then
for sure you would say it twice. But if you only omitted Yalla V'Yavo, then you can't say it twice. Because if you omitted it altogether, there's no suffix. You need the Tashlumin. But here, you might have been Yotzei Mincha. And on the tzadi, Riyotze Mincha, what are you davening extra tefillos on Shabbos for? Oh, I'm making a tefillos nedava. Can't make a tefillos nedava on Shabbos. So that's exactly the thinking. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rabbi Yossi Barab Chanina Amar. Rabbi Yossi Chanina says, very, very famous Gemara, tefillos avos tiknum. The tefillos that we say, Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv, were established by the avos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, tefillos keneged temidim tiknum. No, the tefillos correspond to the karbonos. The karbon tamid shel shachar, which is brought in the morning, karbon tamid shel arbayim, brought in the afternoon, and the hefter chalav and ve'evarim, which we've been learning about since the first daf, which was done at night. So Tanya kavas Rabbi Yosef Chanina, and Tanya kavas Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We have brises that support both. Tanya kavas Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Avram tikan tefillos shachris. Avram misakan tefillos shachris. How do you know that? Shenemar, it says, Vayashkem Avram Babokir. He got up in the morning. El Hamokam Asher Omad Sham. Ve'ein Amida El Tfila. And when it says that he went to the place Asher Omad Sham, right, that he stood there, that must mean that he davened. Why did he daven? Ve'ein Amida El Tfila. Shenemar, Vayamod Pinchas Vayipalel, that Pinchas stood and he davened. So you see that Amida is Tfila, Avram was Omed, he must have been Osek in Tfila, and it happened at the beginning of the day, and that is Avraham instituting Shachris. Yitzchak tikein Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchak was Mesakin Tfilas Mincha. Shenemar, it says, Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach besada, he went out to speak in the field. Lifnos Erev, as the night was coming. Vein Sicha, so maybe he was schmoozing. Ein sicha ela tefila, sicha's tefila. Shenemar tefila la ani, tefila for an ani ki yatov v'lifnei Hashem before Hashem yishpoch sicha. He pours out his sicha. So sicha is tefila. Yaakov was lesuach. Yitzchak was lesuach basada. It was lifnos erev, and therefore Yitzchak is mincha. Yaakov tikein tefilas arvis. Yaakov was mesakin tefilas arvis. Shenemar, as it says, vayivga b'makom. He arrived, he encountered, he confronted the place, vayolen sham, and he slept there. Vein pigia el tefila. The lashon of pigia is a lashon of tefila. Shenemar, ve'ata al tispalo ba'ada amazer. You don't daven for this people. Va'al tisa ba'adam rina v'tefila va'al tifka bi. Don't carry for them a joyous song and tefila, and don't encounter me. So you see that pigia relates to tefillah. Yaakov was vayivga b'makom. It was at night because it says vayolen sham, that he slept there. Yaakov is ma'ariv. Rav Kook has a beautiful explanation of these three concepts, that in tefillah we have three different ideas. We have amida, sicha, and pigiyah. Amida means you stand. He says in the morning a person stands with confidence. Person in, when they daven shachris is the time that they're able to kind of crystallize everything that's within them. They come to the day, they have a certain value system, they have a certain passion, a certain enthusiasm. All of that is omed and established and concretized at the outset of the day. The next step, says Rav Kook, is the step of sicha. Sicha refers to the evolving and dynamic nature of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that happens after the day has been concluded. We've gone through a lot of things. We have to process the day. We have to think about the day. We have to reflect on the day. And that's when we sort of evolve. We sort of relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways. And Ma'ariv, which is Vayivka, refers to when all of that's over, just to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that happens at night when there aren't distractions and there aren't different things going on. And we're able to create this solitude with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and sort of concretize it. The Tanya Kavas is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But there's also a price that supports Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They ma'at umru tefillas ha-shachar al-chatzos. How do you know you say tefillas shachar till chatzos? Shari tamid shel shachar kara b'holech al-chatzos. Because the tamid shel shachar was brought until chatzos. Shari tamid shachar kara b'holech al-chatzos. Rabbi Huda omer ad arba shos. Rabbi Huda says it's only 4 hours. Why only 4 hours? Shari Tamid Shel Shachar Karav Halachar Boshos. He held the Tamid Shel Shachar only for 4 hours. Neimar Amru Tfilas Amincha to Erev. How do you know Tfilas Amincha is said only till Erev? Shari Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, because the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim Karav Halach Ara Erev was brought until the Erev. Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. Shari Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim Karav Halach Plaga Mincha. Neimar Amru Tfilas Erev Ein Lakev. How do you know Ma'ariv has no set time that you could say it the whole night? Shari Avaram Upratin Lo Nisachlum in Be'erev. Something wasn't consumed in the night, in the evening. They could stay on the mizbeach the entire night. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says until sheva shows, because he held carbon musaf carbon halachad sheva shows. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that we have a makar that links each one of the tefilos to the times of the karbanos. And even the machloksin about the parameters of those tefilos are also linked to different shitos about when the korbanos were brought. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a beautiful, beautiful explanation of this concept that tefillah has both. It has the avos and it has the korbanos. The korbanos refer to the structure of tefillah. That a person can't just pray to God by walking into the forest whenever they want. There is a certain formality, there is a certain structure, there is a text, there is a process that's supposed to anchor us ritually in a way that ensures that no matter what's going on in our life, this remains core and significant and central to what we're doing. But if that's all tefillah is, if it's just this robotic, experience of coming to shul and ashrei, volitzion, and it's just saying all the words and that's all it is, it's not enough. Tefillah is also connected avos tikkun. It also has to relate to the inner personality of an individual. And that's what the avos brought to tefillah. The avos all reached out in prayer as a result of whatever was going on in their life. That's the makoros, the experiences of their life. So when a person relates to tefillah, a person always has to try to balance these two elements. To recognize that the structure of tefillah is intended to create a certain connection and formality between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that we have to infuse it with our individuality and who we are, and that's represented by the karbanos. Okay, just a few more lines. Then the Gemara says, "Ve'ezu mincha gedola." So the Gemara says, "When is mincha gedola? Mishay shos mechtsa v'lemala." That it's 6 hours and a half and forward, right? So like a day that's a clear split, 12 and 12. So 12:30 would be Mincha Gedol. So it's a half hour after Chatzos. The Ezui Mincha Ketana. And what's Mincha Ketana? Miteisha Shos Memechza V'Lemala. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day and forward. So the Gemara says, Ibai Lahu, I have a Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda Plag Mincha. When Rabbi Yehuda said that you have till plag mincha kama komar, is he talking about the first plag mincha or plag mincha achrona komar? But he's talking about the last plaga mincha. Plaga mincha, comma, means you're calculating mincha. Halfway through mincha from 6.5 hours into the day. Which means there's 5.5 hours left of the day. Half of that is 2.75 hours. You add the 2.75 hours from the original mincha gedola, and you get basically 9.25 hours into the day. That would be plag mincha. But plag mincha achrona means you're calculating from mincha ketana. Mincha ketana starts much later. There's only 2.5 hours in the day from 9.5 all the way to the 12. Half of 2.5 is 1.25. Starting from the 9.5 of mincha ketana, adding the 1.25, you get to 10.75 hours into the day. So the earlier calculation of plag mincha would be 9.25 hours. The later calculation of plag mincha would be 10.75 hours.
When
so the Gemara says what?
When we count the hours, it's from what? From Neitz or from Alos HaShachar?
It's from Alos HaShachar. Uh-huh. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Tanya, the Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, you don't have plag mincha achrona amru. Vehi, it's plag mincha achrona. Vehi, yud aleph shos chaser revia. It's 11 hours minus a fourth, which means 10.75 hours. Name it to you, Tiyuv to Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. Maybe it's a Tiyuv to Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. Armelech Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. La'olam emelech ha-tfilos avdos tiknum v'as v'chinu rabbonon ha-karbonos. Yilote mehachi tfilos musul to Rabbi Yossi Rechanina mai tiknon el ha-tfilos avdos tiknum v'as v'chinu rabbonon ha-karbonos. Now the Gemara goes back and says, what's going on? If we have this whole brisa calculates plag ha-mincha, and it's all based on the carbonos, so then, so where does it really come from? It says, no. Really, the zmanim of tfilos came from, what do you call it? The zmanim of tfilos came from the omen of tfilos avos tiknu. Vas mechinu rabbonon carbonos. The concept of tfilah really started with the avos. They're the ones who instituted it. But how we shape the contours and parameters of when exactly we do what, that the Chachamim attributed to the world of the Karbonos. That's Mechinu Rabbanon a Karbonos. Okay, continue next week. We got it?